Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, we've got my big announcement coming up in the next segment that I've been telling you about for the last 7 days. I'm going to re-air the entire Charlton Heston interview this hour. It's about 20 minutes long. That I did 7 years ago. 7 years and 3 months ago. And we've got Alan Watt joining us in the third hour today. I'm going to get into the economic news and a lot more. Now, this is going on nationwide. Don't think this is just an isolated event. Kids Dress Up Day draws Christian ire. Now, couldn't the AP just do an article about schools have the boys dress up like girls and the girls like boys to teach them about sexuality? No. They have to make it about, the Christians, those backwards people. An elementary school event in which kids were encouraged to dress up as members of the opposite sex group. The ire of a Christian radio group whose angry broadcast prompted outrage calls to the district office. Students at Pineview Elementary in Reedsburg had been dressing in costumes all last week as part of an annual school tradition called Wacky Week. On Friday, students were encouraged to dress either as senior citizens or as members of the opposite sex. And that's out of Wisconsin. Students at Pineview Elementary. A local resident informed the Voice of Christian Youth America on Friday. The Milwaukee-based radio network responded by interrupting its morning programming for a special broadcast that aired in 9 radio stations throughout Wisconsin. The broadcast criticized the dress-up day as accused the district of prompting alternative lifestyles. And they basically go on and admit the school admits that. Okay, look. They teach third graders in California statewide and in certain districts all over the country. They teach the third graders who are thinking about Superman and thinking about, you know, Transformers and thinking about football and baseball. They teach them about transgender and men becoming women and women becoming men. And, you know, there's this woman that they call a man, and they say a man's having a baby, and how can a man have a baby? It isn't a man. It is a woman who says they're a man. And I'm not even attacking this poor mixed-up person. The point is that this is what decadent societies falling apart always do. Yeah, the third world starving, the environment falling apart for real, global taxes being set up on fake issues, and billions of dollars are spent to, quote, teach the children how to be diverse so no one's feelings are hurt. No one at the school in third grade is dressing up like a girl. No one is thinking about sex. Children aren't supposed to be thinking about it in the third grade. And they have all the studies. When they started sex education, death education, promiscuity goes up. When they had the DARE program, like I was talking to Trey Kincaid, the producer of the show, he remembers 4 or 5 years before he even saw marijuana and stuff. When he was in elementary, the cops came in and showed him all the drugs and how to use them. And then that made kids use drugs. It's like advertising it. Why has suicide exploded? Well, they've seen it in the first pilot schools that did it in 1991-92. Columbine was one of the first. Littleton. Massive increases in teenage suicide. And of young children, they'd never seen it in 10 and 11 and 12-year-olds. They saw a few in teenagers, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. Never before been seen in 10, 11, and 12, 13-year-olds. And suddenly it was an epidemic. Because you go in and you teach them about, oh, and the little girl hung herself and she died, and this is how she did it, with a little rope or shoelaces, and then the little girls go and do it. It's made real poignant, like Shakespearean Romeo and Juliet. And, oh, when a little girl gets depressed now, they go commit suicide. Or a little boy, he goes and mass shoots everyone. And they, in the early 1990s and mid-1990s, had the book, The Basketball Diaries, and it was taught as part of federal curriculum at the schools about mass shootings. And then suddenly mass shootings. The feds, literally, in thousands of school districts, taught mass shooting. And then kids, when they get hopped up on drugs and unhappy and depressed, and then they think, what do I do? What do you do when you're depressed and upset? You dress up in black. It's romantic. You come in and you shoot everybody. You put black eyeliner on. You spike your hair. You put on a black trench coat and you go kill people. And then they come in after our guns. And the psychologist, the Pentagon psychiatrist, knew when they designed this what it would do.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp. This God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powders, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
I'm Harold Williams. I know about martial law. I want to teach you how to survive it. America has 10 telling signs of martial law, so use the short time left to learn to protect your family with the vital information in this book. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. I will tell you what you need to know to prepare for martial law. Things are changing fast. We even email you a free weekly update. I teach you how to act around troops, where to put supplies, how to be safe during the worst part of martial law, which is in the beginning. Surviving this major life transition can be difficult but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to survivemartiallaw.com or call 866-644-1933. Act today, as there will be no warning. 866-644-1933. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. Protect your family.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Got Alan Watt coming up in the next hour. Okay, you want the big announcement? I'll tell you the big announcement. The big announcement is that since 1998, This has been a three-hour radio show from 11 to 2 Central. It's now going to be 4 hours, 11 to 3 Central Standard Time. And that is a big deal to take on a fourth hour of radio. But that's not all. That's only a small part of the announcement. We're going to do this like a TV program. The fourth hour is going to be on the web at prisonplanet.tv for all members. You'll be able to see the TV program. And then, of course, we'll still have the audio for the general audience. And it's going to be in 32-bit, and then we're going to upgrade it to even higher. And the audio with the video is, what, 64? And we've got a document cam in here. We've got a video mixer and feed in here. We've got audio feeds in here. We're going to have a guest cam in here. When we're done, we're going to have three cameras in here. We got two in here right now. And I will tell you that down the road, I'm going to go ahead and start an online TV network. Might as well just go ahead and let that out now, too. Because I welcome everybody else to try it. I hope you succeed. But I got to get bigger offices, and that's a big gear up. Going into a massive recession, it's quite a gamble. But that's what we're doing here, ladies and gentlemen. We're upping our game. You know, I started about a year ago a Sunday radio show. Sacrificed my Sunday afternoons, and I get ready for about 2 hours before. And then, of course, I drive in and do that. So all total, it's about a six-hour commitment. And I'm committing to 5 hours more a week doing this show. Now, for the first few weeks, I'm going to do it 2 or 3 days a week. But always will be have something special. Like this week, I'm going to go 4 days live. But on Thursday, we've got three video edits of special interviews, some exclusive video as well from our JFK film. Members of PrisonPlanet.tv are going to get that first over the stream. And so days when I'm not here live, you're going to have audio radio show with video TV program. And so we're going to have that for you as well. Now, you're going to be able in the fourth hour today, and by the way, Alan Watt's going to be with us today. We're going 4 hours today and 4 hours tomorrow. Alan Watt's going to be with us on our maiden voyage. Honored to have him. Expert on the New World Order. Really excellent information. He'll be joining us, getting into more of their systems of control or their predictive programming. I want to give him a lot of time today. He'll be with us about an hour and 50 minutes. Most of the third hour and then all of the fourth hour. It is 15 cents a day to see the video. 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month, the cost of 2.5 cups or less of Starbucks coffee. Get a yearly membership and get 3 months free at PrisonPlanet.tv, or you can hear all the audio for free, of course, at InfoWars.com. Now, the big question is this show going to be on Genesis? And the answer is yes. But I'm not going to do that right away. There's going to be no commercials at first, and there'll probably be less commercials in this fourth hour. It's tailored for television. It's really what it is. I'm doing an hour of TV. And the feed is going to be on the radio, and I do want Genesis to carry it. They want to carry it. But I'm doing this at first on my own, and I also don't want to push around other people. Right now, today, I could be on Genesis, but I'm saying hold off on that. I'm just going to do this on my own for a while. And then very soon you will hear it on Genesis and the Star Guide and the rest of it. They have to get me another Star Guide feed and things like that. I was basically offered it, and I'm just saying no, get another feed for reasons that are obvious. So that is the big announcement, and it is a big deal. I mean, I've got a document cam, so I can show you books, documents, news articles, camera on me, a camera on my guest for having more in-studio guests, audio feeds, video edits, special reports. You're going to get things exclusively on this show before it's even uploaded to be downloaded by members. Members are going to get it immediately live streaming We're going to give you all sorts of sneak peeks. It's just so exciting. And then I do plan in the next 6 months or so, and I've got to really bust my hind in. I'm going to do that while I'm making two films, while I'm doing radio interviews, while I'm taking care of a family and three children, to start. And I've got to recruit the talent and do a morning news live show, an afternoon and an evening, and then refeed those throughout the day. And Ted's always been a sweetheart and always been there for me, so if he wants to be in association with that or run those feeds over his network, he's welcome to as well. So we're up in our game. We're up in our game to the next level against the New World Order. Nobody's getting any younger. The fight has to be upped, and we're going to do it. I keep putting out the ideas for other people to carry the ball. I've told people what will be successful. Others haven't done it, so I'm stepping up to the plate. I'm going to the next level with your help, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why you need to support our sponsors, buy the books and videos I sell, buy my films at InfoWars.com, because that's how we're going to bankroll this. That's how we're going to do this. And so buy your PrisonPlanet.tv membership. That funds what we're doing. And if you haven't gotten a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, the four-year anniversary is today. 4 years of PrisonPlanet.tv. Back on April 7th, 2004, we started PrisonPlanet.tv, and then it was just one server. And, you know, at night it would get bogged down and stuff, but you stuck with us. Then we expanded to four servers, and now it's two content distribution networks. I mean, you can download it in four times T1 speed on one system, even faster on the other. We've got it in five different speeds, depending on your connection. We're just upping the game, upping the game, upping the game, making it better and better. We're going to add more and more. We're going to upload some of the old films that aren't in super high quality up there for you. We got to hire the people to have the time to do that, because I got three people working on PrisonPlanet.tv basically full-time right now, and it's just, we got so much content, we can't even get it out to you. Well, we're going to up our game here for you. This office is not big enough. I've got to get a bigger one. So we're struggling here just to, you know, basically we're cramming a size 12 foot into a size 10 shoe. So I just want to commend the whole team and everything else everybody's doing here. For those that just joined us, I'll be doing a fourth hour today. Alan Waddle will be with me in the third hour and then in the fourth hour as well. We're going to play a five-minute video intro at the start of the fourth hour. And then, again, later this week, we're going to have some exclusive video, never before seen, from the upcoming JFK film I'm working on. Later in the week, we'll also have some clips from the new 9/11 film that I'm working on. And it's just going to be constant. What members of PrisonPlanet.tv get? Of course, anybody can go and hear the audio. We welcome everybody to go listen for free to a 32-bit stream, and we're going to be upping that as well in the near future for everybody with the audio. But, again, ladies and gentlemen, that is the big announcement, and it is a big announcement. I have, for 10 years, since 1998, been doing 3 hours, 11 to 2, head-to-head with Rush Limbaugh. And now I'm expanding it to 4 hours. So you'll be able to hear me up until 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. And that fourth hour is always going to be more produced, more special, even better guest in that fourth hour. I'm going to make that a shining jewel. Some days we'll just go to nothing but calls during that hour, but a lot of days it's going to be really special. And the calls are always special as well. Now, we're going to break and come back and play the 20-minute interview with Charlton Heston. Then I'm going to get into the economy. Then Alan Watt joins us, finishing up with the kids' dress-up day, draws criticism. Boys told to dress as girls. Girls told to dress as boys. This is nothing. They teach him about things I can't mention in elementary school. Things I can't say on the radio are taught to these children, ruining their innocence. And why did the eugenicist 100 years ago say they wanted to promote all this? It's not because it's cutting edge or cool. And I don't hate any of these people. I'm not bringing this up to hate you. I'm saying why this is scientifically done. So that you don't breed. So that you don't have children. So that the family is broken up. So you have no one to defend you or protect you. The tribe has always been the defense mechanism against tyranny. The family. And that ties in with, look at this Washington Post headline. Three kids, you show-offs. And it's about, oh, having more than two kids is evil. More than one kid's evil. See, it's not just Ted Turner now. It's everywhere this is being promoted. The attack is full scale. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned. Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
USCivilFlags.org is here to help Americans remember, as well as our leaders, that every man and woman is sovereign and that we're all endowed by our Creator with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Sovereign Civil Flag is available at USCivilFlags.org and is a symbol of our desire to return America to the dreams that our forefathers envisioned. Show your support for a return to traditional moral values by flying one of these great flags today. Standard flags are 3 by 5 feet, with miniature flags also available. USCivilFlags.org also carries a large inventory of Ron Paul-related gear, including DVDs, buttons, and sew-on patches, and a large variety of educational books and numerous historical documents, including the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Articles of Confederation. So visit us online today to pick up your piece of history at USCivilFlags.org. That's USCivilFlags.org, or call us at 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
Fact: rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution: detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
That's right, launching today, April 7th, 2008, the fourth hour of the radio show. Where do you go to hear it? Infowars.com, the one place. You'll be able to hear that fourth hour on those streams for free. The birds will be dialing in the next few weeks, and the AM and FMs will be able to get it as well. I'm taking fight, I said, I'll never give it up! You only live once! I am excited. I'm not standing still. I'm not settling in. I'm intensifying my info war. You're thinking like a fool, because all it takes is you and I. Out there is a fortune waiting to be had. And what is that fortune, ladies and gentlemen? It's liberty. It's freedom. It's children. It's families. It's security. It's happiness. It's arms. It's property. It's sovereignty. Not being the chattel slave of a bunch of scum. New World Order! All right. I'm going to go ahead and roll the Charlton Heston interview. Short clip now. Come back and play the rest of it after the break right here on the GCN Radio Network.
Now for our esteemed guest, Charlton Heston, and he really is the Hollywood icon in the world today. He's probably the most recognized person other than presidents or other top politicians like British prime ministers or something. And I don't say that lightly. I mean, everybody knows who Charlton Heston is, and it really made the socialist in the culture war, as Mr. Heston calls it, angry when he stepped up to the plate a couple of years ago, back into the Second Amendment fight, and now his new book is amazing, The Courage to Be Free. Mr. Heston, thank you for joining us today.
Well, thank you for loaning me your audience. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
You bet. Why did you decide to get back really involved in the Second Amendment fight at the forefront and to write this new book, The Courage to Be Free?
Well, of course, I've been involved with the Second Amendment, you could say, since I was a little kid shooting deer up in Michigan. But then I became involved more seriously with the Bill of Rights, and I came to see the importance of defending every one of the 12 articles of the Bill of Rights, of which the second is the right to keep and bear arms. And we had a lot of success with it in the last election. It was an interesting thing. The president last April felt that this would be a good time to take down the NRA. And he made a couple of brief radio addresses about it at dawn, but he realized it wasn't going to fly, and so he abandoned it. And, of course, what he didn't realize, as we found ourselves rather amazed to find, when I was campaigning through, what, 8 different states and several different cities, and what the president had not realized is not just the NRA. The NRA has, what, just under 5,000 members. 5 million. And we campaigned on this issue in part because, of course, as again, the president did not realize that an overwhelming proportion of people in this country are hunters. Of course they are. This is hunting country. The whole continent is a hunting continent, except for New York City and L.A., of course.
Yeah, those basic.
And we had enormous success. We would gather crowds. Flint, Michigan, I think, was the biggest one. We had a rally at 7 o'clock in the morning, which meant people had to, who were going to work, of course, driving to work, had to get up to come at 6 o'clock, and we had over 3,000 people in some different venues, and in every case, the Second Amendment won the day. It was quite surprising, I have to say.
Well, we see the mainstream media, the controlled propaganda arms is what I call them, and I think they've shown themselves to deserve that title, convincing a lot of people that the average American isn't for the Second Amendment. But if you can explain to people the basics of how it's there to defend us from the street thug, the government thug, or to put food on the table, not to mention just as a sporting enjoyment and heritage, most people are actually for it. John Ashcroft right now, they're trying to confirm him. I think he would be a good...
I think he will be confirmed. I think he will make a fine attorney general, certainly a far better one than Janet Reno.
But absolutely, that wouldn't be too hard to do. But Mr. Kennedy, who I really don't think has any room to talk, with all the skeletons in his closet, began to attack Israel.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Talking.
Have you noticed how every type of gadget these days requires some specific type of battery? It doesn't matter what kind of gadget you're using. We all take different sizes and types of batteries. That's where BatteryStation.com comes in. More like battery heaven. BatteryStation.com has every type of battery you can think of at extreme low prices. BatteryStation.com has your power needs covered. Whether it's a hard-to-find battery that your local stores don't carry, laptop batteries, computer backup batteries, BatteryStation.com has it all. You'll also find high-tech LED flashlights from Surefire, Streamlight, Pelican, find headlamps, knives, and much more. BatteryStation.com also carries super tough, crush-proof, waterproof, and airtight hard cases for your camera, cell phone, laptop computer, and more. Be sure to check out all the bulk specials and closeout deals. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Concealed carry weapon under your arm or wherever. And not something I don't want to do, because I don't feel it's... I've used too many pistols in too many movies. They're kind of heavy to carry. But anyway, the point is that in every one of the 42 states where there is concealed carry laws, one, the murder rate, the crime rate, two, never mind the murder rate, the crime rate has dropped significantly. Significantly in every one of those states. Why? Because, of course, most people who have this permit don't carry all the time. But the point is, the bad guys don't know who's carrying and who isn't. So that is, of course, you don't need to have to carry them.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Charlton Heston. His new book, we'll tell you how to get it in just a second, The Courage to be Free. It's powerful. I read about half of it this morning.
Well, thank you.
Yesterday, but going back to the Ashcroft thing, because it ties into the Second Amendment.
It does indeed.
Kennedy attacked him on the Second Amendment because, of course, Ashcroft is pro-Second Amendment, pro-Constitution, Bill of Rights, and he said, how dare you say that these guns are here to defend us from tyranny and government? Well, it turned out that Ashcroft's actual quote was basically paraphrasing Thomas Jefferson, so how dare Kennedy? Any comments on that?
You know, I have to say, much as I admired his big brother, I think Teddy Kennedy is one of the worst members of the U.S. Senate. I really feel that. And he shoots his mouth off, and he has the right to do so. He's a U.S. senator, but he is not a good one.
Well, I think they show their hatred for the Second Amendment. You talk about a culture war a lot in your newest book and, of course, in your eloquent speeches. I almost fell over when I saw you on one of the NRA news shows when you said, you can take it from my cold, dead hand. You raised up musket.
The old musket, yeah. Yeah, that worked out very well. But I think, you know, I can give you any number of examples. For example, do you know... the largest and fastest growing group of purchasers of small handguns in the country, single women. Of course, there are women with permanently absent husbands who have two or three kids they're trying to support. They want to spend some time with them, so that means they have to be there when they're home from school, which means they have to work, make a living, because the husband's long gone, by cleaning office buildings. 3-4 o'clock in the morning, and then they ride the bus within 3 or 4 blocks of where they live. But then they got to walk those last blocks in the dark all by themselves. Of course they want a small pistol in their purse.
And how dare this corrupt government, those running it, especially the Democrats, tell women they don't have that right. I'm sure you've heard that the Solicitor General has said that the Second Amendment, Mr. Heston, does not extend to individuals.
Yeah, I've read that, but of course that's not true. Every one of the founding fathers, those wise old dead white guys that invented the country, every one of them is elaborately on record at the time about the importance of the Second Amendment and the meaning of the Second Amendment. It is simply impossible to deny that. And the efforts of the anti-gun mob are just specious.
You're talking about the Federalist Papers documenting the true intent.
Yes, of course. And the Bill of Rights itself and the Federalist Papers. But also, while they were drafting the Bill of Rights, they wrote, every one of them wrote papers on this. As you said, one of the Federalist Papers.
Mr. Heston, I know you're incredibly busy. We've got a real short 3-minute break right here. If you can stay with us, I want to...
Sure, I'm here. I'm fine.
Fantastic. I want to tell folks how to get the courage to be free. And if every one of you out there doesn't get in the fight like Mr. Heston has done for the Second Amendment, we're going to lose it. And, well, we know who was for gun control, Hitler, Stalin, Mao, you name it. I want to bring up that historical fact to Mr. Heston that has lived over quite a few decades of watching tyrants globally. We'll be right back. This is Genesis and the Liberty Works Radio Network. Stay with us.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. And one of our talk show hosts, Dave Unkleis, called in and said that he'd be happy to donate his song, and it's awesome. You can take it from my cold, dead hands. Probably have to send Mr. Heston a copy of that. We're talking to Charlton Heston, his new book, The Courage to be Free. And right now I'm going to tell you how to get it, ladies and gentlemen. You really need to order this book. You need to, after you're done reading it, pass it on to friends. Yeah, it's a toll-free number to call. It's 800-697-8844. That's 800-697-8844. Or go to the website. It's one word, couragetobefree.com. Now going back to Mr. Heston, who really needs no introduction. Tyranny. I mean, isn't that one of the strongest arguments against gun control and restricting
law? Absolutely. And I'm so glad you asked me that question, because if we consider that our revolution was the first and most significant close to a democratic government since the founding of the Roman Republic, then following our revolution, successful, was the French Revolution, which quickly collapsed into the bloody terror, followed by the dictatorship of Napoleon, followed in due time by the dictatorships of Hitler and Mussolini and Stalin. And mind you, two of those men, Hitler and Mussolini, were elected by democratic procedure. And then we get to Pol Pot and Laurent Kabila, who was killed just the day before yesterday, I believe. I think God will not miss him. And Mao Zedong, and of course Fidel Castro, and every one of these monsters, and I think it's fair to call them that, every one of them, their first act on taking office, including the two that were elected democratically, their first thing they did was to confiscate all privately held firearms. The defense rests.
Absolutely, Mr. Heston. Again, Charlton Heston, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, I've looked at the actual numbers, and accountants and others have, and the states with the highest taxes have the most egregious gun control. I don't think that's an accident.
No, I don't think so either. It's the firm intent of the liberal left, no question.
Well, how can they even get away with the term liberal, meaning they're into freedom? I see the so-called liberal left militarizing the police, building prisons everywhere, and going after good people's guns.
Well, of course, originally, the idea of being a liberal meant a certain concern for the rights of the individual. Now it doesn't mean anything like that. Now it means the rights of the government. And we have to constantly stand against that.
Well, the left has really had a problem coming after you, because on the subject of the God-given rights of black people in this country, you were right out there at the forefront fighting. When there were real environmental problems, you were out there at the forefront fighting. And now they're like, what is Heston doing? He's out there fighting for the Second Amendment. How dare him? I actually saw some guys on one of the big classic movie shows bad-mouthing you before they aired Soylent Green, which is one of my favorites.
There you go. But I have to tell you, on the other day, on Martin Luther King Day, I was invited by CORE to attend their banquet, and I was the principal speaker, and they gave me a bust of Dr. King, which, having spent as much time as I was able to do with him, I'm very proud to have.
So it's really hard for them to attack your record. I mean, this really is another human right to be able to defend ourselves.
Absolutely. It is certainly among the first of human rights.
Again, folks, the book, The Courage to Be Free, the website, thecouragetobefree.com. That's one word, thecouragetobefree.com. When we come back in the next segment, Mr. Heston would have left us, but I'll give you the number again to get the book, and I imagine it's in all the major bookstores, or should be. Last question, where do you see the fight in the next 2 years? I think it's critical if the socialists, known as the Democrats, win control of the House and the Senate. We could even in 4 years have the first gentleman bill back in the White House with Hillary as the president.
No, we couldn't get Mr. Clinton back. That would be against the Constitution.
Yeah, 22nd Amendment, but he'll still be back in the White House as the first gentleman. See the joke?
Yeah. Do you think Mrs. Clinton can be elected? I don't think so.
I'm not sure.
Well, we're going to have to work on that, aren't we?
Well, we certainly are. In fact, I have to tell you, Mr. Heston, I'm glad to see the NRA getting more hardcore.
We've got to do it. It's too important. We've tried to keep out of that fight, but I think this last election proved that it was important to stay with it. Every American should vote.
I've seen one of your news shows on where you admit that the UN and others are involved actively internationally to get our guns.
Yeah. Oh, yes, indeed. Absolutely.
Well, Mr. Heston, God bless you for joining us, and I appreciate your long fight for people's rights, and I know you will continue, and best of luck.
And thank you for loaning me your audience. It's been a pleasure and a privilege.
God bless you, sir.
And you.
We'll be right back.
This is GCN.
What will you do without freedom?
The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, from the archives, January 18th, 2001. Now, to be clear there, Ashcroft hadn't been sworn in. Bush wasn't in office. It wasn't until January 23rd, another 5 days or so, until he did get sworn in. We were giving Bush the benefit of the doubt. You notice I talked about FEMA camps being built, militarization of police. I talked about how they were positioning Hillary Clinton to be president. Of course, then Bush came in and was pro-New World Order, just like his father had been. I would get on air at the time and say his father was bad, pro-New World Order. It looks like Bush is going to be bad. Let's see. Just like if Barack Obama gets elected, we're going to say, let's see. We know it's going to end up being really horrible and evil and bad, but let's give him a bit of the doubt and let's see. We don't need to see with Hillary or John McCain. They have too big a track record. We know where they stand. But some people, we posted the transcript a few days ago up on the website of the interview, and people were on there going, why is Alex saying John Ashcroft's good? Read the date. He was saying he was going to repeal gun laws. He was saying it was an absolute right. He was being attacked. Ashcroft had voted against Bill Clinton's omnibus crime bill and terrorism package after the Oklahoma City bombing when he was in Congress. He had voted against it. And he had spoken out against warrantless wiretaps in police states. So it was looking pretty good. And then he came in and was just absolutely horrible. Even before the 9/11 attacks, you can say, well, he did that because of the attacks. No, even before that, he was big-time police state. And it just shows you who we're dealing with here. So Charlton Heston believed in the Second Amendment. The NRA is infiltrated and controlled, but he meant well. Quite an actor, father, civil rights activist, all-around amazing person, and I was honored to be able to interview Charlton Heston. You know, I'm the type, though, that doesn't really try to get people back on again and again and again. And so many of these legends end up dying. I should have got Heston back on. I regret that. But I'll tell you, I'm going to get Willie Nelson on more. I'm going to get some of the Hollywood people on that I haven't pushed to come on. I'm going to go ahead and push them. I'm going to try to get Ventura back on soon, because I could have gotten Heston back on. Mercury group that was his PR firm, you know, went out and scanned the bigger radio shows and only did about 50 interviews for his book tour. I remember the time they contacted us, he fell into our hands. And then I talked to Heston a few times at different events I went to, and he even remembered the interview. That's why I say it's very strange that he suddenly, about a year after that interview, suddenly, oh, I've got Alzheimer's. And, you know, I guess it can have onset that fast. It doesn't generally. And I remember his wife, with Diane Sawyer, trotted him out, had him basically apologize for his stance. He looked completely drugged up. Didn't look like that fire in the eyes that Heston had. A genius. Very smart. The stuff he wrote, very eloquent. Very unusually smart and interesting person. Dynamic voice. Very powerful actor, a lot of courage, and I saw Heston about 6 months before his announcement at an event in Dallas, and he wasn't like that. It was like suddenly they roll him out, and he was on Sawyer. I tried to find it on YouTube. I couldn't. Somebody's got that uploaded, and his wife was like, he's very sorry for all he's done with these nasty guns, and she's kind of looking at him. He goes, well, I did work on it a little too much. I should have spent more time with my family. You could tell he was more of a kept man at that time. And I'm not trying to attack his wife. It was just, I remember my wife was my girlfriend at the time. No, I think we just got married. Yeah, we got married. When he announced, we just got married. I remember I'm sitting there, back then I watched more television, more news, but I would get too angry, so I quit watching it right around that time. I still watch it some, but I mean, I'd watch hours every night then. And I remember watching it and getting so mad. In fact, she remembered that when I was talking about it Sunday morning at the house, about how mad I got. She said, "Don't worry, baby, if you ever get Alzheimer's, I won't come out and say you were wrong about all this stuff and trot you out in front of people." But notice the media didn't pick up on that, and they didn't then write articles saying he recants his position because it was so obvious. Right before he announced that, that snake Michael Moore got an interview with him, and then Moore comes in and says, "It's your fault this little girl died," and Heston just politely gets up and pats him on the arm and leaves. And then Moore stages an event with a camera after Heston had left, claiming Heston ran off, staged all that. Moore is just a despicable creature. I don't know, he's kind of redeemed himself a bit coming out and saying he thinks 9/11 is probably an inside job, but he's just a dishonest filmmaker. We'll come back with key economic news, then Alan Watt, and 1 hour and 10 minutes from now, the new fourth hour on video.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
He didn't learn to read and write so well, but he can play the guitar just like he's ringing a bell.
Down across the New Orleans, way back up in the woods among the evergreens, there stood a log cabin made of earth and wood, where lived a country boy named Johnny B. Good, who never ever learned to read or write so well, but he could play a guitar just like a ringing a bell. Go, go! Go, Johnny, go, go! Go, Johnny, go, go!
live. Alan Watt coming up at the 8 after. He'll be with us for an hour and 50 minutes. That's right. We're doing a new fourth hour of the radio show. You can hear the audio for free at InfoWars.com. Got to go to those streams to hear it. In a few weeks, it'll be on Genesis. And the video is for PrisonPlanet.tv members. Live video feeds, clips, document cam, guest cam. We're going to even do stuff where our guests have their own video connections, their own camera pods. We're going to dial in. We'll do this in the next few weeks. We won't be with Watt today. With him on the internet, pumping that feed in here as well. So a lot coming up here. Listen, this is out of Bloomberg today. Dollar bottom elusive. G7 bets doubled. Optimism for the dollar rebound that pervaded the currency market at the start of the year is fading because of the market basics. It's not coming back. Futures traders doubled bets against the greenback in the past 2 months, and they're also betting gold's going to surge. They're not wrong. Data from the Commodities Future Trading Commission in Washington shows Citigroup Inc., Deutsche Bank, and Royal Bank of Scotland Group, which have almost 40% of global exchange trading, say the currency may slump to 165 per euro by October, to 170, by the way. That's what the full report says. While the dollar rose April 1st, and then it goes on to say that it's actually going to go down. And again, the futures are doubled down on it that it's going to go down. I mean, hundreds of billions of dollars are betted on this. Also, consumer confidence is slumping. A lot of other key economic indicators, government spending at all-time highs, and cutting interest rates over and over again, which only draws down the dollar. The fundamentals are hyperinflation, which leads to an inflationary depression, every economist we've had on has said. I hope that's not the case, but it's like having a bulkhead that can only hold the pressure of 100,000 tons of water, and they're going to put 300,000 tons of water against it. It's going to break. And the bulkhead's rated to 100,000 tons. They've already put 200,000 tons against it. It's creaking. It's starting to bow. There's even a few leaks. And they're going to add another 100,000 pounds of water pressure on it. I mean, a miracle might happen, and the Easter Bunny might flap down out of the heavens and major wave a magic wand with pixie dust and make all this stop, but the globalists have engineered all this. I pray it doesn't happen. Bringing in Ted Anderson. Ted, gold is going back up again. Its futures are up, and they're betting that gold's going to go up. The futures market a month ago bet it was going to go down. Now they're betting it's going to go up. That's the market fundamentals. Tell us about it.
Well, Alex, we will have hyperinflation. We have the dollar is falling way too fast. They're printing way too much money. We will have hyperinflation here in the United States. It's going crazy right now. I know we're going to the break, but there's some good information on that we should talk about on the other side because, yes, indeed, the dollar is falling and it will continue to do so.
And you've got a life raft as well. Great deals. Ted secured gold over a week ago when it was about $30, $40 cheaper. And these deals are not lasting long, ladies and gentlemen. Uses as a buying opportunity. 5 minutes with Ted on the economy. Then Alan Watt from Canada.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.